is the Affirm America podcast, where we stand up and speak out, affirming American excellence. Coming to you deep in the heart of the Midwest, located in an undisclosed log cabin on the outskirts of town, your host, Marquis Vandermark.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Affirm America podcast on this Friday, December the 9th, 2022. Hope you're having a wonderful new morning. The sky is clear this morning, full moon in full bloom. Beautiful walk this morning. Hope you're having a great week. I'm your host, Marquis Vandermark, on the Affirm America podcast. If you haven't subscribed yet, go ahead and put your email address in there. We'll send you a notice when the episode's available. All right, these are your top five headlines for this Friday morning as we finish up this week. Let's start off with headline number five. Iran begins executing detained protesters. From the Daily Wire, the despotic, tyrannical Iranian regime has executed a protester against the government for the first time since protests surged after the mid-September death of Mahsa Amini, the 22-year-old woman who died in police custody. According to the Hurana News Agency, the government and its allies killed at least 459 protesters as of November 29th, including 64 minors. Reporter Mashai Alajan, he was only 23 years old. This morning, just before sunrise, the Islamic regime in Iran executed Mohsin Sakari, a protester they had arrested in Tehran. Mohsin gave his life for freedom. He wanted a normal life. One more brave soul killed by this bloody regime. All right, so Iran, not a good country. A country that really needs to come down. You just don't go around slaughtering your citizens, especially these young people, just because they're trying to speak up, freedom, free speech, all the things that we take for granted here in the U.S., which is slowly being deteriorated. But Iran, you can see what it looks like, folks, when you live in a country that executes their citizens for their freedom of speech. Do you want that here in the U.S.? I sure as heck don't want it here. But with all the recent releases of the Twitter files, you can see exactly that's what's happening here in the United States. It's amazing. Up and down the line, all the way from the highest ranks of government, the Biden administration, to the DOJ, to the FBI, censoring political information. Is this America? Seriously? It's unbelievable what's coming out. And there's more to come. So get yourself ready. We need to start speaking out, folks, if you want to maintain this great country of America. All right, headline number four. The military revokes vaccine mandates. Fox News, President Biden's administration is furious that Congress is poised to remove the military's universal vaccine mandate, a major concession to Republicans on Capitol Hill. Biden and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been pushing Congress to keep the vaccine requirement as a non-negotiable, but Republicans appear to have successfully negotiated an end to the policy in exchange for passing the military's budget proposal, according to the Washington Post. Biden officials argue ending the mandate will cost lives, while Republicans say they are standing up for individual autonomy. From CNN, the provision to rescind the military's COVID vaccine mandate comes after congressional Republicans pushed for its repeal. In a statement Tuesday night, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy said, "The end of President Biden's military COVID vaccine mandate is a victory for our military and for common sense." All right, that's good news. Military has been devastated because of this vaccine mandate. Many people were relieved of their duty. And now it's some common sense is finally reined in, and we're starting to see the Republicans starting to take some action, starting to flex their muscles as they take over the congressional seat in early January. And this needs to continue, needs to put checks on this radical far leftists government. You can see it in the vaccine mandate issue. And the numbers prove it out, guys. This is not some conspiracy theory. Go look at how much the death rates have declined, And I hope they can reinstate all those military service officials that were laid off as a result of vaccine mandates. So this is a good thing. All right, headline number three. Republicans introduced border plan, town hall. Dozens of Republicans introduced a four-pronged plan to secure the southern border that aims to limit the number of illegal migrants crossing into the U.S. illegally. The measures this plan would implement would be to finish building the border wall, boost the retention of Border Patrol agents, ban federal grants from going to non-governmental organizations that support and assist U.S.-bound migrants, and designate cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. Fox News, earlier this year, Republicans issued their Commitment to America plan, which pledged to take action on a number of border security measures and asylum reforms in order to close loopholes, protect national security, and discourage a flood of migration that saw more than 2.3 million migrant encounters in 2022 and is on track to eclipse that number in 2023. Okay, that's it. Good news. Again, Republicans flexing their power, start closing down the border, building a wall, getting their arms around the flood of illegal immigration coming into our country, which is not a good thing, especially all the trafficking. We've talked about that on a number of our podcasts, the rapes, the debt servitude that the cartels are tying to these people that come across the borders, paying them back over their entire lifetime. The drugs, the fentanyl, who knows, coming across the border, terrorists, people that want to do damage to our country. Everything is connected to this southern border issue, and the fact that Joe Biden the other day said it wasn't important for him to take a trip to the border just tells you exactly what his intention is. And Schumer with his "let's make everybody legal citizens," 11 million people that came over the border, just shows you exactly their open border policy. Is just a voting block. It's a scam by the Democrats, and we need to stop it. This is not a partisan issue. This is a nonpartisan issue. Both sides need to step up to the plate and fix the southern border for the sake of national security and the future of our country. All right, headline number two. Returning Victor Bout to Russia will result in more deaths. Breitbart, Senator Tom Cotton predicted on Thursday that leftist President Joe Biden's decision to trade imprisoned basketball player Brittany Griner for notorious Russian arms dealer Victor Bout, known as the Merchant of Death, would result in people dying as rogue states interpreted the move as open season to arrest Americans. Robbie Gramer, Bout, who was swapped for Griner with Russia, was convicted in 2011 for conspiring to sell millions of dollars worth of weapons to the FARC, a U.S.-designated terrorist group in Colombia, to be used to kill Americans, according to the Justice Department. From Town Hall, you said the United States would stay vigilant. It sounds like the administration still sees Victor Bout as a security threat, no? KJP, we are always going to stay vigilant. So you still have security concerns? Question mark. KJP, I'm not the Intelligence Committee here. All right, this is a total atrocity what they did the other day, releasing Victor Bout for woman's basketball star, and they got a military patriot sitting in jail for the past 4 years in Russia, and they traded this notorious murderer, killer, one of the most vicious people in the world, for a basketball star, and they didn't even negotiate the military individual that's sitting there rotting in a Russian prison cell. I mean, if Donald Trump were in there making the deal, do you think the art of the deal would have been to leave the military person behind and let the gay basketball star as an equal trade to Victor Bout? Really? Obviously, Joe Biden doesn't have any negotiation skills. He might want to read Donald Trump's book, The Art of the Deal, and try to figure out how you negotiate, because these guys are some of the worst negotiators in the entire world, without a doubt. And it's an absurdity to think that that's what the trade amounted to. And all that's going to do, folks, as you know, as we know, once you start negotiating with the Russians like that, it's going to be more incentive to put people in jail, use them as negotiating chips to release some of their prisoners in the future. That's exactly what's going to happen. It's only going to increase it. It's only going to give an incentive to the Russians. All right, headline number one. Brittany Griner released in exchange for a merchant of death. CBS, Brittany Griner, the WNBA star who was held for months in Russian prisons on drug charges, was released Thursday in a one-for-one prisoner swap for international arms dealer Victor Bout. Robbie Starbuck, this is who Joe Biden just freed. National Review, in 2010, John Brennan, Obama's deputy national security advisor for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism, said in an interview that capturing and trying Bout was crucial to thwarting the flow of illegal arms sales to dangerous terrorist entities. Benny Johnson, meet Brittany Griner and Marine Paul Whelan. Both Americans. Both were convicted in Russian courts on dubious charges. Both serving multi-year sentences in Russian prison. Brittany hates America. Paul served America. Guess which one Biden traded a terrorist to free? Breaks my heart, folks, to hear that. That's just shows you a person that hates America was freed and a patriotic military man is still sitting in a Russian prison this morning and was not even considered in the negotiation to release Brittany. And it just shows you the state of our country and how far we have to go now to bring us back to a common sense nation, a nation that has the American people's best interest, and to have the right type of interest, not an interest that is based on not sure what it is. But in Joe Biden's world, if it's a gay or a person of color, then those are the folks that he's going to choose over anybody else. Those are his requirements. All right, those are your top five headlines for this Friday at the end of this week. Thanks for joining us on the Affirm America podcast. I'm your host, Marquise Vandermark. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday. God bless you. We'll see you then.
This is the Affirm America podcast with your host, Marquise Vandermark. And let's never forget, America is great, and we affirm it.